Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of the Bible and the truth of prophecies. Question: why is lawlessness multiplying? Now, we'll see a specific scripture that tells us that in a little bit. But what happens when nothing is right? What happens when there's very little honesty and truth? What happens when people try and get rid of God? How does that work? Look at the society around us today. What is the number one evil that is out there? Well, there are a whole lot of them. And they're all nudging up toward the top. And they're all taking us down. Why? Because too many people are living in sin. And what is sin? Religious leaders never really tell the people what sin is. Sin is the transgression of the laws and commandments of God, as found in the Bible. Now, most people are never told, so I'll tell you. These laws operate automatically, just like the law of gravity. When you know them, you understand them, and you do them, and they're listed in the Ten Commandments. They're blessings. Whenever you violate them, ignore them, transgress them, deliberately end up lying, cheating, stealing, killing, and all the things that are going on, what happens then? Well, you get everything that you see that's happening in the world today. Specifically in America, how bad, from the point of view of the Bible, is it really? Now, before we get into it, let me tell you about a book that we have that you need. America and Britain, Their Biblical Origin and Their Prophetic Destiny. Now, we need to understand something about God and how He deals with nations. And the way He deals with nations is described for us in Jeremiah 18. God judges individuals, families, communities, organizations, and nations. Let's see what He says about Israel here. So God told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's workshop where he was working on a vessel, you know, the one that spins and they make cups and plates and things like this. And the potter was making something and it didn't work out, so he smashed it and made it into something else. Now, God is using that here to tell us how He deals with nations. Jeremiah 18, verse 6. O house of Israel, now, you have to understand something which you will find in this book. The 10 lost tribes were never lost. God knew where they were all the time. Maybe they were lost to individuals because they didn't understand history. And so remember, the people of Israel, of the 10 tribes, are not the Jews. The Jews were never lost. They've always been known. So here God is talking to Israel. And the truth is, we are modern day Israel, so we need to listen up to this. Verse 6, O house of Israel, can I not do with you even as this potter, says the Lord? Behold, now I want you to think on this. Whenever a nation thinks it's big and strong and great and glorious and mighty, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. God, when he says something, it's going to happen. Whether blessing or cursing. Because God is true, God cannot lie, his word is true, and there are no lies in it, and the lies that men have attempted to put in there are all known and documented. And in the Bible that we produce, the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version, all the misinterpretations and mistranslations from the King James Version have been corrected. And those are all necessary to have them right so you can understand the Bible. But notice what God says. If at any time I shall speak, oh, now that's something, isn't it? Any time concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to pluck it up, to pull it down, to destroy it. Now, how does God do that? He uses other nations to come against his people in war, to correct them. Plus, before that time comes, God sends plagues, pestilence, drought. Have we had all of these things? Now you think about it. Okay. Now you need to be honest with yourself, because it's not just those other people over there. You are included as well. Let's read on. To pluck it up, to pull it down, and to destroy it. World War II is a great example of how God works. Evil nations rise up, and then God raises up another nation or other nations to come against them and destroy them. So look at what happened in World War II with Hitler and Germany and Tojo and Japan. God raised up America, right? Together with Britain and other nations, and even Russia, to destroy Germany. Was it destroyed? Well, you can watch that anytime on American History Channel. So when God says he does it, he does it. Notice verse 8, because God always gives a chance. If the nation will change and come in line to more of the commandments of God and quit committing evil, then God will change his decree. Because God is love and God is merciful, but God is also almighty, all-powerful. Verse 8, if that nation against whom I have spoken, and God always sends a prophet. Now, there have been a lot of people prophesying in America what's going to happen if we don't turn from sin, right? Yes. If that nation against whom I have spoken will turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to them. Now we have an example of that in the book of Jonah against the Assyrians. God sent Jonah to warn them and tell them that the nation is going to be destroyed, the city is going to be wiped off the face of the earth, and the king and all the people, the king proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth and ashes, repented, made the people repent, and even made the animals fast. And God turned back his hand of correction for 120 years. Now, those are facts in history. So he says, if they will turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to them. If at any time I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom, to build it, to plant it, raise it up, bless it. If it does evil in my sight, did it not obey my voice, then I will repent of the good which I would do to them good. Now then, think about what may be happening to America, because you need to understand this. Jeremiah was a prophet directly to Jerusalem and the Jews in Judea.
Jeremiah, I put my words into your mouth.
Jehoiakim. Mataniah. All of you! Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord. Temple of the Lord. For if you truly execute justice, one with another, and if you do not oppress the alien, or shed innocent blood in this place, I will let you dwell in this place, in the land I gave of old to your fathers forever. You trust in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on committing all these abominations? Behold, I myself have seen it, says the Lord.
And he had to warn them, I'm raising up Babylon to come and destroy you. As a matter of fact, they had three invasions. So God is giving them a chance to repent. But they didn't repent. Let's see what Jeremiah was told to do to the men of Jerusalem, Judea. And think about this. Think about what God is proposing and thinking and looking down at this nation. And look at all the things that we have that are threatening the very fabric of our lives, the whole nation. Immigration, drugs, abortion, murder, gangs, lying, cheating, stealing, terrible government. All sins against God. So here's what he told Jeremiah to tell to the Jews in Judah. Verse 11. Now therefore speak to the men of Judah and the people of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord. Now this is what God is doing right now to this nation. Thus says the Lord, unless there's repentance in America, it's coming. Behold, I'm forming evil against you and devising a plan against you. Return now, each one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. See, God always gives a chance of repentance. That means this. They've got to cut out as much abortion as they can. They've got to stop having the wanton murder in the cities of America. They have got to stop the destructive people of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They have got to close the borders. And by the way, the reason that is so profound down there is because there have been 62 million abortions in America. So God is sending an immigrant for everyone they kill with abortion. So you think on that. Return each one from his evil way and make your ways and doing good. Quit lying, quit cheating, quit committing adultery, quit having perverted sex, quit having your churches on Sunday when it says the Sabbath, and all the things that people are doing to each other, and especially with the drugs. And then think about all the homeless people that are a result of that. And think about the evil that the states are doing by enacting laws, legalizing hard drugs like the state of Oregon, and other states legalizing marijuana. Well, marijuana today is one of the worst brain destroyers that there ever was. Verse 12, and they say, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own ways. We will each one do according to the stubbornness of his evil heart. Now stop and think about the evil heart. Do you think you're a good person? What is a good person? You know what the Bible says? There's none good. No, not one. Now, why is that? Because human beings with human nature are not good. They can do some things good if they follow what is right and keep the commandments of God. That is true. But no one is inherently good because human nature is inherently evil. That's why. There's forgiveness, repentance. We'll talk about that later. So that you can do good, and with God's Spirit, you can be good. Let's look at that in Jeremiah 17, just the next one over. Now let's begin in verse 4, because this applies to us now, because God gave us this great nation with all the beauty and splendor from sea to shining sea, with all the splendid land for wonderful crops year-round, and that we would export food to the whole world. God blessed us with money. God has blessed us with goods. God has blessed us with everything that we would want. But what are we doing to it? Verse 4, he's speaking to Israel here again. And you, even yourself, have let go of the inheritance which I gave you, giving it over to strangers. Question, just for starters, how much does China own in America? Huh? Watch China.
China is investing a lot of money outside its borders. Here in the U.S., investment is growing by leaps and bounds, as it turns out, according to a new report. More Americans are working for Chinese companies than ever before, right here in the United States.
When it comes to the largest number of employees, North Carolina is the winner, because it is the U.S. headquarters of Lenovo, the Chinese computer company that bought IBM's PC business a little more than 10 years ago and employs 8,000 people. Additionally, Smithfield Foods, bought by a Chinese meat processor a couple of years ago, has several facilities there, employing 5,000 people. In Illinois and Michigan, those are mostly manufacturing jobs. The states receiving the most money? California, Texas, and North Carolina, all more than $5.5 billion, followed by Illinois and New York. Many of those investments are in real estate or oil production and headquarters for Chinese tech companies like Alibaba. Just yesterday, the U.S. announced it had discovered a Chinese espionage ring in the U.S. and arrested a Chinese professor who was allegedly part of that spy ring, stealing trade secrets from two U.S. technology companies.
Watch China. Because China is going to be used by God to correct us. And I will cause you to serve your enemies, right? How many here in America really work for China? I will cause you to serve your enemies in a land which you do not know, because they'll take us out of the land. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. Are you willing to repent? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to turn to God? Are you willing to look into the Word of God and understand the commandments of God and say, yes, these apply to me? Don't look at it and say, well, my church says, my pastor says. Listen, 95% of the Christianity out there in the world is just like fake news. It's fake Christianity. And they are the ones with a fake grace, a false salvation. That God's love is unconditional. You can do anything you want, and God still loves you. That's a lie. God's love is conditional with every if that is in the Bible. Now notice this. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in a man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. Isn't that the way? How many people really know God? How many people really love God? How many people really keep his commandments? Like Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And remember, Jesus was the one who was the Lord God of the Old Testament, the one who spoke these words to Jeremiah. So think about your life. Think about what you're doing. Think about the Ten Commandments. Go read them. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. Now notice what happens. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. He shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes. He shall inhabit parched places in the wilderness, and a salt land that is not inhabited. Now notice verse 7. Here's the contrast, just like in chapter 18 with nations. Do you want the blessings of God? Do you want protection of God? Do you want the love of God? Do you want to love God back? So notice what he says here, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters. It sends out its roots by the river and shall not fear when heat comes. And its foliage shall be green, and he is not worried in the year of drought, nor will it cease yielding fruit. That's a blessing of God. Now notice what God says about your heart and about the heart of all men and women. And this is true. That's why there's none good. Verse 9, the heart is deceitful. Question, how many lies do you tell yourself? How many lies do you believe? How many lies do you tell your children? Do you have fun with your children when you lie to them about Santa Claus? When you lie to them about life? When you tell them that you can do anything you want to do and it doesn't matter what it is? Huh? Do your children lie to you? Have they done deceitful things? Did you lie to your parents? Think about it. How many lies did you tell today? Let's read on. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? See, now when you get to this place in your life, there's another spirit being out there, which we'll talk about in the next segment, who will be controlling and motivating your life. And the ultimate end of his control is death. Now, you need our booklet, Why Christianity is Failing in America. You need our book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? And very importantly, the book, Lord, What Shall I Do, especially with the world the way that it is and the way that it is right now in this country? What should you do? And you can do it all in your home. That's why we have Church at Home. And then we have our other website, truthofgod.org, which will give you so much information about the Bible and the truth of the Word of God and helping you to understand about Jesus Christ, understanding about baptism, understanding about living God's way. It is absolutely an amazing website. None else like it in the world. truthofgod.org. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.